Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Oh, my goodness. That's right. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 16th day of October, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 58 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 62 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Chemtrails aside, it should be a nice fall day. I haven't got to look. Anyways, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Beto O'Rourke, if you don't hand over your AR-15, we'll take it. Sounds like a threat. Sounds like a fucking declaration of war. We'll get into it as soon as we return.
Times have changed and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, it seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Beto O'Rourke, if you don't hand over your AR-15, we'll take it. Who's that Will? You know that Will. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. During the October 15th Democratic debate, that was last night, Robert Beto O'Rourke made clear that AR-15 owners who refuse to hand over their guns will have them taken away. You going to take them away, Beto? O'Rourke reiterated his plan to use a government-mandated buyback to confiscate privately owned AR-15s and AK-47s. In so doing, he claimed that each AR-15 and AK-47 in private hands is a potential instrument of terror. So is a gallon of gasoline, dickweed. And it doesn't matter.
$1 million each. I'll give you one.
Yeah, there you go. And I'll buy $1 million worth of them to replace them. I'll make ghost guns out of them. CNN's Anderson Cooper then asked O'Rourke how he plans to get people to hand over their rifles. That's where it gets fun. O'Rourke responded by explaining that he expects complaints with the, I think it's supposed to be complaints. They have complaints. Who wrote this shit? Oh, Breitbart. No wonder. He inspects complaints with the mandatory buybacks. He said, I expect my fellow Americans to follow the law. Ooh, you're going to write it down on a piece of paper. Hey, you know what? Your fellow Americans fucking expect you to follow the law, you son of a bitch. What is the law? Let's see. There's only one goddamn law. Huh?
I ordered 7 lowers at one time, and they reported me as a straw dealer. What the hell is that?
Did you tell them you didn't have no straw? Oh, man. What is the law there, Beto? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That is the supreme.
It's a free state of mind, not a state of Texas or whatever.
You goddamn right. Shall not be infringed, Beto. I expect you to obey the fucking law, you son of a bitch, you traitor. You, in fact, have violated the law by even fucking suggesting fucking confiscation of our fucking privately owned firearms, which is a right, which is the law.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
I always tell everybody this. In the words of Henry Shively, give her a go.
There you go. I mean,
but talk about the law. You tell me one person in Congress, in executive, judicial, legislative branch, all these branches. You tell me, do they ever follow the law? They have written bills so they won't get into trouble. They got things called, qualified immunities and all this where they can get away with breaking the law. And you talking about you want us, man, come on. They need to just hurry up and let's get this show on the road.
That's exactly it. And you can't even call in an executive and a legislative and a judicial branch because it's a fucking corporation. I mean, they're a total fucking fraud and they're running fucking sedition in their existence. But I love that.
Every day, man, every day they break a law. It's just like what you say, man, during that, 2008 so-called recession. They broke the law. And what did what is his name? Said they was too big to jail. I mean, you and I, we don't have a seatbelt on. They want to throw us up under the jail.
That's it, buddy.
But they are too big to jail. I mean, come on. I'm sick of this hypocrisy. He need to hurry up and get in the office. The Rothschilds need to put him in office so he can blast their brains out.
Well, that's it. If they're too big to jail, then we got no other choice but to fucking shoot them. Or else accept their fucking tyranny, get down on our goddamn knees and get ready to live that way, and to turn our children and grandchildren over to them as fucking slaves. No, I don't think I'm going to do that. But I love the way he says it, mandatory by, I expect my fellow Americans to follow the law. I expect you to follow the law, O'Rourke, you son of a bitch, and you are in violation of it right now. And when I say we are going, you see up here, he talks about, where we go here? O'Rourke reiterated the plan to use government buyback in private hands, a potential instrument. Anderson Cooper didn't ask how. O'Rourke explained that he expects compliance mandatory and said, I expect my fellow Americans to obey the law the same way we enforce any provision, any law. That we have right now. We don't go door to door to do anything to enforce the law. This one you're going to have to. You know how many fucking guns you're talking about, bitch? I expect Republicans, Democrats, gun owners, non-gun owners, owners alike to follow the law. So do I, you son of a bitch. The people's law, the fucking superior law of this land, and you know exactly what you're fucking doing, you piece of shit. I got to find that part I was looking for.
It's a good chance to get rid of some junk Chinese arms.
Exactly.
They have their law. We got our law.
No, they don't have their law. They have no law. They are a fucking pack of criminals. They are lawless. That's the problem in this country, is that we do not have enforcement of the law. We explained what the law was yesterday. And the only way that the law can be changed. They're working on corporate fucking policy that doesn't even fucking enter into the equation when it comes to the law. The law is superior. The law is the will of the fucking people who own this country. Our jurisdiction is superior. They are beneath us. This is what these son of a bitches aren't getting. Well, that's why they're going to get a bullet through their fucking head.
Yeah, we got ours. That's all I care about.
That's it, buddy. O'Rourke said, if someone does not turn an AR-15 or AK-47 or an AK-47, it doesn't turn what? I mean, this is how they write at Breitbart. If someone does not turn an AR-15 or AK-47, comma, one of these weapons of war, or brings it out in public and brandishes it in an attempt to intimidate, then the weapons will be taken from them. If they persist, there will be other consequences from law enforcement. You mean your fucking private corporate fucking Blackwater Army? You see, this is what they do. He's, oh, well, I'm gonna put this goddamn, I'll put it on the books and stuff. And then that way, you know, see what we're supposed to do here is just bury all of our AR-15s and our AK-47s, bury our fucking war weapons. So that, I mean, you can't carry it in a car with you. If you get pulled over, there it is, and, you know, you better be ready to fight. The bottom line is, they try this fucking shit, man. I want to be at one of these goddamn, you know, I never watched these fucking debates, but I would love to be at that. I want to stand with that fucking Bill of Rights and say, what's the law, Mr. O'Rourke? Is that the fucking law? Is that ratified law? Yes or no? And then fucking define each word like we did yesterday. And say, you are in violation of the law, aren't you? You know what this little son of a bitch, this is the only way he can get any attention at all is by this fucking bizarre, never gonna fucking happen. You fucking pushes too far. I mean, it's coming to the time to where it's time to go hunt these motherfuckers down. Yeah, this fucking shit is not gonna go. You're not gonna get up there and you're not gonna fucking say this in my fucking face, you piece of shit. You're not going to tell me how you're going to break the law to my fucking face, you piece of shit. And they always say, we will do this. We will confiscate your guns. Who's that we? You got a mouse in your pocket, you son of a bitch? When I say we, I mean me too. I mean, I'm going to take my liberty teeth and I'm going to rip your fucking ass to pieces with it. Me! I'm not going to hire some son of a bitch to do it. I'm not going to pay some corporate fucking mercenary to fucking back my fucking mouth and back my fucking violations of the law. You are in violation. I accuse you this day of fucking high treason and sedition against the little United biggest states of these America. My name is Henry Shively. You son of a bitch. Anyway.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
The article I sent in earlier, you sent me back and said that number one had already sent it in. It's a different article mm-hmm. to where he stated today that he would send law enforcement to anybody's door, literally. He clarified that today.
Oh, did he?
To anybody's door that did not give these up.
Send them? If they're tired of fucking living, if they think it's worth a fucking paycheck to die, send them. We're tired. I don't know. I'm tired of this shit. I don't know about the rest of you. I will not live as a fucking subservient to a fucking communist, the communists with the guns, so that they can take us at will. Fucking two or three of them take 100 of us because, well, they got them high-capacity clips and them fucking guns, the terrible implements of war that are my right as a birthright as an American. I will not. Texas woman killed by officer pointed gun after hearing noises. Now, here they're coming in with this shit, and I heard them talk about, you know, they might have to reduce the charge to, like, a manslaughter. No. You had two fucking prowlers on this fucking woman's property. She fucking heard him. She went and got her gun out of her goddamn purse. And she heard over at the window, I guess, maybe, I think they shined a light on the window. We ain't got to see the footage yet. But, I mean, she had every fucking right to have her fucking gun in her fucking house. She was brandishing it, don't you know? When that fucking two-bit piece of cowardly shit shot her through the fucking window and killed her in front of an 8-year-old kid. Hey, Texas.
Charge him with
pardon?
Misdemeanor murder.
Oh, yeah, there, I heard that one. A misdemeanor murder. Why not? A Texas woman was shot dead by Fort Worth a police officer in her home after she heard noises outside, picked up a handgun, and pointed it at a window. The officer arrest warrant showed on Tuesday. Atina Jefferson, 28, was playing a video game with her 8-year-old nephew around 2:30 a.m. on Saturday when she heard sounds in her backyard. According to the warrant for former Fort Worth police officer Aaron Dean's arrest for alleged murder. See, they'll put an alleged there. I mean, they already have this guy convicted if he was a fucking just a regular feller, you know. But alleged. No, he fucking, I mean... They have the footage. I mean, I guess it was alleged that those police beat fucking Kelly Thomas to death on the sidewalk. I watched it happen. I watched the video of them killing that man. But it's just alleged when it's them and then they walk away from it. The noises were Dean, 34, and his partner moving around the back of her home without announcing their presence after they were sent to investigate why her front door was open. In the first place, why her front door is open is none of your goddamn business. It wasn't none of her fucking neighbor's business. If he felt like he was worried about her, all he had to do is walk across the street and peck on the door and say, everything okay in there? I seen your door open. That's why that this son of a bitch, I've seen him. You are not forgiven. You're a piece of fucking dog shit. Why? And as far as these guys going around, what makes the difference? The kind of clothes they had on, these two prowlers that were prowling around her home, looking through her fucking windows. She her problem was that she wasn't fucking ready, man. She had a gun. That's a good thing. I mean, a woman, having to protect herself and an 8-year-old, I should have a fucking gun. But she'd never thought about it. She'd never thought about what if. What if I got to do this? What if I tell you what? You don't stand in front of no fucking windows.
It's fucking murder. You know, another case of murder. And by the way, this piece of shit, O'Rourke, he's seeking election in the 2020 election. He's a fucking Texan, man. This guy's he's from Texas. What a piece of shit this guy is. Texas is just going to send a cop to... I'll tell you, man, Texas is, they're really going downhill if they're gonna allow that. If they're gonna let him just send a cop to their front door, I mean, good Lord.
Nobody's gonna allow shit. They start trying to go door to door, they will get their asses shot off and they fucking know it. They wanna put these laws on the fucking books so that when they pull a car over, if you happen to be carrying your fucking rifle that belongs to you lawfully, that is your lawful right to have, that they can fucking pull out their guns and shoot you or fucking take your fucking gun. So if you do carry that son of a bitch, if they go ahead and do this, if we carry him, we'll be ready to fucking use him. That's for goddamn sure. We understand what you're fucking saying, criminal. We understand that it is your intent to violate our law, to violate the superior law of this country.
They're saying it'd have been okay if it had been hollering, police, 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 then it'd have been okay.
Well, it probably would have been. She wouldn't have fucking got the gun out of the purse. She heard somebody prowling around her goddamn house. I hear somebody prowling around here, the lights go out. And I got a way to get out on every corner. And I'll tell you what, barefooted in the winter, I'll be out there with them in just about 30 fucking seconds. And I'll be out there with the fucking night vision and I'll be fucking hunting, seeing who's making the noise around my fucking house. Cause I've thought it all through 1,000 times. And I have been out there my bare feet and just be a cat or something, you know, or a dog, you know, whipping through the fence. But I heard it and I was out there. You don't stand in front of a fucking window and point a gun at a flashlight. She shouldn't have been hurt. She shouldn't have been harmed. It's
incredible. She just did exactly what anybody would do. I mean, she hears a noise by the natural rights given to us by the Bill of Rights. She did exactly what she had to do, and some piece of shit fucking kills her. A cop.
Well, yeah, but
these
days, Mark, you got to understand who's out there, who the real fucking criminals are. I mean, I guess the place that she lived was a high crime area, but I mean, how about just a little planning? How about a little thought about what if? Well, how about if she would have just fucking went and turned all the lights off in the house, got her and her nephew in a corner, and with that gun pointing straight out away from them, and if they didn't announce themselves when they walked through that fucking door, she could have shot them and there wouldn't have been a goddamn thing nobody could do about it.
Yeah, that's it. But you know, as it is right now, it's murder. I mean, fucking murder. You know.
Yeah, it's murder. A prowler shot a prowler. I don't want to hear no fucking cop shit. A prowler. Someone prowling in her yard shot her through her fucking window. She heard a noise there and pointed her gun where she heard the noise or saw a flashlight. And she got fucking shot dead in her own fucking home. And it ain't going to be no negligent homicide or any of that shit. That's fucking murder. You know what you're supposed to do. I mean, the first place, you're not supposed to exist, you fucking corporate piece of shit. And they talk about, we're going, well, we'll go on here, we'll listen to their union.
Real quick, it's murder, just like LaVoie Finnegan was murder. Same thing, exactly.
Yep. The noises were Dean, 34, and his partner moving around back of her home without announcing their presence after they were sent to investigate why her front door was open. In the first place, these son of a bitches can't exist, okay? They can't even exist. So they're just a couple of fucking prowlers and wearing military fucking uniforms in a fucking country where there is no standing military in the streets, where they have zero authority under their admiralty because the superior fucking law of this land is the fucking common law. It is that fucking law that they continue to fucking violate daily. Dean resigned on Monday before he could be fired for breaching a string of police policies by shooting Jefferson dead with a single shot through a bedroom window, according to Fort Worth Police Chief Ed Krause. Dean's attorney Jim Lane told Fort Worth NBC 5 television station his client is sorry. Is he sorry? She's dead for the tragedy that you caused. And his family is in shock. Lane did not respond to a request for future comment. I bet he didn't. The Cleet Police Union said it sent staff at its Fort Worth office home after receiving threats following what he called absolutely false media reports. It posted 200,000 dollar bond for Dean. So he must have posted, that would have been 20 grand, because they do 10%. See, I don't know if they posted it or not. The bottom line is the union, here he is. He was working for a fucking private corporation. He's a union man. Don't you see? These are not elected officials. These cocksuckers are going, we're going to take your guns. We'll come into your house with one of our warrants that we write and that we stamp with our own little stamp. All unlawful. All without jurisdiction. I mean, just fucking do it, you fucking bitches. The union said it was paying a portion of his legal fees. See, here's the union stepping in, people. This private fucking corporate fuck. It's just like a Walmart goddamn cop. Come on. Surely people can see this.
Just like Republican Party. I just got a call from them, and I said, how much are they paying you? Finally, she admitted, I'm a call center, so they're just.
She was volunteer. Was she getting paid?
No, she worked for a call center.
They had hired the call center. They'd subcontracted out. Well, yep, makes sense.
Because she kept on. I said, I kept saying, no, I'm not interested. And I said, I really wanted to know, are you doing this out of your own goodness? You think you're doing the right thing? I said, how much are you being paid? So I'm a call center, sir. I don't know. They just told me this.
Of course. But, this is what it's all false. It's all a false reality, people. That Bill of Rights is the reality. That is the reality. It was understood that it was the reality for so long. They've been chipping away at it, make no mistake. Since 1869, they've been chipping away at it. But they had to be careful how they did it. But I tell you, my dad's generation, this shit here, they'd have been shooting already. They'd been hunting, burning houses down. They'd have been killing these motherfuckers. That's the truth. Krause said there was absolutely no excuse for Jefferson's death and said she had every right to defend herself under Texas law. Under the fucking Bill of Rights. Fuck Texas law. Texas law has to adhere to that Bill of Rights under the 10th article. It makes sense she would have a gun if she felt threatened or if there was someone in her backyard. So, yeah, like I said, you got these two fucking assholes in fucking black lurking around her backyard.
They're also subject to the Texas Constitution. The first line of the Constitution says subject only to the U.S. Constitution.
Exactly correct. And it is subject only to, but it's only subject to the prohibitions and the directives in the Constitution. If it's not in the Constitution, I mean, the state legislatures were set up to make it easier for us to exercise our rights. And to, you know, oh man, it's just all 180 yeah. degrees backwards from what it's supposed to be.
Their
main purpose was to select a senator to protect the legislature.
Yeah.
So they've taken
well, Bano doesn't know what he's talking about. He needs to read his own goddamn constitution. The guy's a misfit piece of shit, man.
They know exactly what they're saying, and they know exactly
Bano's a punk. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah, but he understands. Yes, he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows that he is committing high fucking treason. He knows that he is trying to perpetrate a communist fucking overthrow in this country. So little weak, spineless little punks like him that were pushed down on the playground one too many times can fucking take a big old hairy fucking man and fucking have him put on his fucking knees in front of him. And then he can go downstairs after the person's been stripped of their fucking guns and shit and fucking with handcuffs on him, and he can walk up behind him and shoot him in the back of the head with a pistol, and then he'd be a big man. O'Rourke, you are a fucking little pussy punk. You have been since you were just a little kid. I can see you on the playground, getting pushed down time after time, and just the hate building up in you. Oh, if only I was a fucking real fucking boy, and then if only I was a real fucking man. Are you going to come out there with your fucking forces, buddy, and collect those fucking guns? Be a part of that we? Are you going to do it, O'Rourke? And you know them, that little prick, that queer bait, goddamn, oh, what the hell's his name, the commentary, the CNN son of a bitch. No, the little dickwad that was
Anderson.
Anderson, yeah, the queer. Yeah.
Even that coward Ted Cruz.
Now, I want to hear one of these fucking cowards at least say, what if the people fucking resist? The people come out with their guns and tell you no and tell you they're going to fucking kill you if you try to take their fucking guns. What about that? What are you going to do then, O'Rourke? Oh, I'm going to run off to New Zealand and hide and make sure there's plenty of money fed to the fucking corporate mercenaries who are going to have to back my fucking mouth. I want to hear one fucking time you'd think that with all this talk about constitutional rights and the Constitution and all this shit, just one fucking time wouldn't somebody read the fucking second article of the Bill of Rights and say, doesn't that say you can't do anything? Doesn't that forbid you from even fucking talking about touching the guns? Is that ratified law? Is that ratified law? Well, yeah. Well, here's the ratification right here. Here, I'll read it to you and read him where it was ratified in 1791. Now that's ratified law, right? Is that right, Mr. O'Rourke? If so, then aren't you breaking the fucking law? Aren't you proposing fucking treason and sedition?
I guarantee you that piece of shit, every vote he gets is going to be gerrymandered, Henry. No way in hell. Is a true Texan going to vote for that piece of shit? He's going to be appointed. It's going to be gerrymandered.
No, he's a piece of shit. No doubt about it, man.
The
thing is, Mark, he's not there. He's not going to be the candidate. He's doing this as a part of the fucking communist movement to disarm the American people. So they can take him down the cellar and shoot him in the back of the head after they strip him of their clothes, like they did in the Czechist. You need to watch the Czechist to see what O'Rourke and his fucking ilk want. You can want it all the fuck you want, buddy. But there are, I'm talking about somebody else, a fucking, enforcing my law. I'm talking about me. I will be an active participant. Are you gonna be an active participant in your fucking treachery, you son of a bitch?
It's a two-step process, like JD said. Disarm, exterminate.
You goddamn right. I mean, and the history is fucking, I mean, the last century, 20 million people fucking murdered by governments after they disarmed them. And you think we're going to let this shit happen? See, this is what he wants. If you take this away, who would even know he existed? But he'll get up there and say these things like, I mean, he needs for just some regular feller to catch him out on the sidewalk and just whip the shit out of him. I mean, stomp him good. Break his fucking arm. Put him in the hospital. And say, you punk motherfucker, you don't fucking tell nobody what to do. You got it? You fucking treasonous little piece of shit. You should be tried and hung. And you're going to be when we take this country back and reinstate those common law courts. I want to see your fucking ass in that common law court talking about taking people's guns away, you little son of a bitch.
That sure works for that. Rand Paul's neighbor sure kicked the shit out of him. That sure shut Rand Paul's mouth real good, didn't it?
It sure did. And that's the problem in this country. That's why they make it. Oh, you know, fucking, if you just hit a regular old American national, you know, the sovereign of this country, it'll cost you, you know, if he presses charges, it'll cost you, you know, 2 months in jail or 4 months in jail. But you hit one of these fucking servants, one of these lowly servants, and fuck, you get life in fucking prison. There's something backwards and wrong here, people. And it is the violation of that fucking ratified law that is causing it. We have to stop the violations. There's no two ways about it. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Conditions guarantee. No need push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. If I don't have tomorrow and know that why my Browning is clean, don't come for my gun if you think that I ain't all that I've seen. Dumb down our kids. It's MK Ultra. AIDS and SIDS. Chemtrail clouds. GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house. Whatever they're wrong. Foreign and domestic are the two types of venomous scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I heard history, Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew sure. Don't piss off bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my gun. All have to do
is. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1241 Pacific Time, and that was Thurman Anomaly, but don't come for my gun. Man, this asshole O'Rourke, like I said, you guys were talking about the fact that you talked about sending the police. This ain't going to be fucking communist Russia. You got it? We got a billion. Shit, that's what you can count. That's the ones that you know about. Billion guns in this country. And the people dig in. It ain't going to be like the listening for the thing on the sidewalk. You know, the footsteps. Oh, they're at the door. Oh, my God. Every house is going to be a fortified fucking ambush. And you start fucking hitting it with goddamn drones and see, and you want to see something fucking break loose fast and hard and fucking take your ass out in about fucking 3 fucking days, it will fucking happen. Piece of shit. Anyway, we were talking about the Texas woman, you know, that fucking murdered in her own home. You know, and they talk about this and they don't mention that, you know, they're in Houston where the fellow and his wife were just sitting in their home. And they came in and just fucking killed them fucking dead through their fucking door. Wrong house. Sorry about that. I ain't heard what happened to them goddamn cops. Were they charged with murder? Have they been prosecuted in the Admiralty for fucking murder? But there is no murder in the Admiralty because they're just actually working within their policies. That they have the fucking audacity to call laws when their policies are in violation of the law. And that's what we got to push with this goddamn Bill of Rights argument. That is ratified law. Look it up. The law says this. You're doing that. Is that not a violation of the law? Yes, it is.
Yeah, you can't prosecute because it's a corporation. You know, that's what they're hiding behind. You know, and you're looking. It's hard. How the hell do you put a corporation in jail? You know, that's the rub, man. That's what this bullshit's all about.
Somebody gave the order. The person that gave the order, the people that carried out the order, can be prosecuted in the common law quite easily. All it takes is two affidavits and a civil crime complaint to get them, and then it goes to the grand. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hear you. That's so simple. It's pathetic. It's so simple, Henry. It scares people.
That's why they are scared to death. I mean, why would you? I mean, why, this little son. Why would you even say something like that? You fucking know better. And why wouldn't the question be, well, what if the people won't just hand them over? What if the people fucking make an ambush out of their fucking houses, each and every one of them that you come to? How long is it going to be before your Blackwater boys just say, well, it ain't worth that fucking paycheck. It ain't worth that paycheck. We're losing two or three or four guys every fucking time we go to a fucking house. Ain't going to be worth it. And the people killing them will be killing them, enforcing the fucking lawful law, the superior law of this country.
Practice shooting at black helicopters. That'll shut them down.
Yeah, it's like when Halliburton has a well explode out in the middle of fucking nowhere and four people die. I mean, you know, Halliburton, that's murder, but, you know, they get away with it. I mean, it's a corporation, man.
But they can't get away with it. They can't get away with it in the common law courts. Because all you got to do, it's just like the Roundup thing. Their little commercial that they show, if you got this kind of cancer, it's been proved that the people that made Roundup, this corporation, what the hell, Monsanto, they knew that it had carcinogens in it, and they sold it. So you poisoned people. Now somebody fucking signed off on all each step of the way. Somebody signed off on that poison getting to that person that killed them. Each one of them, as an individual, would be tried for fucking premeditated murder, for poisoning people. It's that fucking simple. And like I said.
The whole corporation, the ones that work there making the shit, every one of them.
That ain't so. It would be the ones that knew it was poison. Because the people that were making the shit, no doubt, I don't know, maybe they had protective gear, maybe they didn't. Maybe that'll be lawsuit.
I'm pretty sure they knew what they were making. But anyway, I had one of those Ospreys, you know, those new things that with the dual blades, the wings fold up. It's a huge thing.
Uh-huh.
It circled over me. I was down the Brazos River in a little boat shooting a finger at it, and it circled around me.
Oh, really?
Anyway, yeah. I thought that was interesting.
I walked into the hardware store last week, and I was just walking down the aisle, and the guy that owns the place, he just happened to be coming out of his office. He was walking down straight at me, and I've known him all my life. And he pulled two fucking finger guns on me at the same time. I pulled mine slow because I wasn't ready. And he got me. I said, God damn. I said, you got me, God damn it. I said, I got to admit it. I said, I forgot what a low down dirty bastard you were. We were laughing. But I mean, right there, you know, just like that, you know, oh, Jesus Christ almighty. They would have, you know, SWAT teams and two guys were fighting with finger guns. It is so retarded. But they have to bring it to the most out.
I'm talking about the middle finger. I wasn't. But the guy was with me. He said, "Don't do that. It scared the shit out of him."
Just because you flipped him off?
Yeah, just sitting there holding both hands up at him. I hate those motherfuckers. You know, I
mean, goddamn right.
Above me, like 500 feet.
Oh,
anyway,
fucking pieces of shit. Anyway, back.
You know, my brother, he gets angry at me when I flip off the damn cops going down the road. He's so scared of them.
Well, that's it. That is what they have instilled, where a small minority is scaring the shit out of a mass majority of armed motherfuckers, the largest army to ever exist on this planet. But the people are coming around to it. The people, we should have been pushing it from the beginning that goddamn Bill of Rights is ratified law. That is law. That cannot be broken. To break it is to create, commit treason and sedition. It is it is unlawful to fucking violate those laws. It is a crime. You are a criminal. It's like O'Rourke or any of these pricks out on the, these Antifa pricks out on the streets that I've seen. We're doing a communist revolution. Really? You son of a bitch, you're under arrest for fucking treason and sedition. I'm fucking arresting you. What's your name?
But they're all ignorant. They ignore them.
No, I don't think the people are ignorant at this point. Not the masses aren't. They'll show on Fox News that they're little, and they'll go down to a diner and have pancakes and stuff and sell you two or three fucking assholes who own businesses in the area, and they'll mimic the buzzwords and the slogans, and then see, that's what America thinks. They're like their goddamn polls. You know, the polls, I mean, they were laughable. When they played this last game at this last fucking election production, remember the polls off a poll off 70 fucking percent? Really? I guess that wasn't a poll. I guess polling 1,800 people did not fucking do it, did it? For 300 million, did it? But I mean, that's what they want as a government by poll. Oh, 90%. It seems like that just burns my ass because I'm looking at the little number, 1,100 registered voters polled. Well, you're only talking about 1,100 registered voters. The registered voters is only, they're 12 to 18 fucking percent are even going to fucking vote. I wish everybody else would just unfucking register. That would send a goddamn message. That would be something real. And let them know, I'm unregistering because I'm going to enforce the fucking ratified law of this country.
Henry, can I just, I kind of want to jump off topic. Do you mind real quick?
Go ahead.
Misty asked a question last week, and she asked a pretty good question. We were talking about automobiles, and, she was saying, well, who buys these fucking $75,000 trucks or whatever, And you asked me to explain it. I just want to kind of expand on that a little bit. See, what happens, Misty, is that we have to keep these auto workers working, right? So what are they got to keep so many cars rolling off that line, whether they sell them or not. The ones that don't get sold get stuck into a fucking lot somewhere that no one ever sees. And there's thousands of brand-new cars in these lots. And the dealers... They end up in these lots because the dealers can't sell them. So what happens next is the banks come in and borrow. They actually take loans against the car even though it hasn't been sold. And this is how they play games with our money. They'll borrow $1 billion against all the cars in that one area. And it's imaginary money, but they make it real because they're borrowing it. They're borrowing against this unsold automobile, and so it's gotten worth. It's sitting there. It's not sold, but it's got some kind of imaginary worth. So what they do is they borrow against it, and then they loan that money out to people that want to either buy a car somewhere else or buy a house, for example. And this is that imaginary money that's going around that's killing us.
You bet.
And that's what these cars are being borrowed against, the unsold car. And so, if they still can't sell it, they just chop it up and do it all over again. It just gets scrapped and it just goes to scrap.
Yep.
And they do it all over again.
And then pretty soon you end up with a big bubble, what they call a bubble, because of all of this fucking fraud. Because there was no worth behind those cars, because like they were worth the fucking they're made out of plastic and fucking fiberglass, so there was no real worth to these cars except for scrap, and that's what it ends up being. It's just like the junk loans that they're making right now. They'll make you a goddamn, you don't even have to have a job to get a goddamn loan that they know is going to be defaulted upon. But as soon as they make that loan, they get to monetize the amount of that loan by 9 times and lend it out that many more times again. And then when it all goes to shit like it did in 2008 when the bubble bursts, well, then the people just fucking hand over all the fucking fraudulent. They pay the fraud off. And that's what happened in 2008.
Well, those banks that actually borrowed against those cars, you're exactly right. They just, now the bank has got to do something, so they attack all the 401ks that bank holds. And that's exactly what happened, man. I mean, they just fucked the public. They don't give a shit. If the money's sitting there in their bank and they can't, and they got a problem, they're going to take it.
They are criminals. Every one of them's a criminal. That's why, you know, that's like I said, I heard them talking. You guys got to hear this. They were talking about this fucking.
It doesn't take any money. You just sign a thing and they put a credit in the bank for you.
There you go. But I was listening to this shit this morning with the investigation, and I heard one of the fucking so-called conservatives, you know, the communists of another color, talking about it being a star chamber proceedings. And then I heard one of the fucking the other side call it's like a grand jury. I mean, they're fucking. I mean, this game that they're playing, these new propagandists. It's like a grand, and it is like the grand juries out here in the administrative admiralty, 110% in violation of the law. But they, you know, they can investigate. They can do whatever they want in the fiduciary to each other because there is no lawful consequences to what they do. Unless an American national, as an American national, snags one of the fuckers and takes him into a common law court and fucking charges him under the law instead of these fucking, all they're playing with is policy in the government. I don't give a shit what they tell you. All their acts and everything are policy. They're not law. They were not ratified under the fifth article of the Constitution because the Constitution doesn't exist anymore. It is corporate policy that they are arguing about. And this it's all to try to get, you know, it's a push that you can see, but it's a subtle push, and they think they're so smart because of the aim that they're taking and doing it, as opposed to the old think tanks that were fucking up so bad they had to just fucking replace them. You're seeing all the new faces on the fucking on the stupid box, but the bottom line is right now it's that because people are understanding. Once people understand that when you read that Bill of Rights, that's just not your Bill of Rights. I mean, they don't coordinate in their mind that is law. That is the fucking law. You break the fucking law, there is a consequence. You break that fucking law, that is insurrection against the fucking people. Plain and simple. It is sedition.
The way that House of Cards works is they take that $100,000 that you buy a car with, and then they consider that their money, so they get 10 to 1. They get $1 million every time you buy a damn car.
Yeah, because they get to monetize it nine times.
I saw in 1960 a guy quoted, he said, having a television in your room is like having a Jew in your living room.
It absolutely is. And like you say, they take this whole, that's why people don't know, understand what's being taken from them, because they've been taking it for so long, and they were doing it with these fucking cons and these frauds, like we're talking about with the automobiles. They tried to keep from getting caught at it. I mean, if they got caught, their buddies, you know, their fellow Zionists, they made sure that they, you know, they might do 3 months at the country club with a fucking, a valet and a fucking, handmaiden. But that was the worst that was going to happen. They would steal $10 billion and get fined $100 million. Boy, I would like that deal and do 2 months in the country club. Now, boy, that's a good deal. But now they're right out in the fucking open. They're telling you right now that they are the boss and you are the fucking, you're the fucking slave. They're telling you straight up. You do not control us. We control you. And this is where we're at with this fucking, you know, like this O'Rourke bullshit. Like I said, he has no intent. He's not going to be fucking president of shit. But it's just up there saying that, you know, and pushing that fucking message. Yeah, but at the same time, the truth is out there. And the truth is coming at him, and it's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. Because, God damn it, it is just so logical. You read the second article, that's law. Now, if that is the supreme law of the land, that means you can't break it. If you suggest breaking it, you're conspiring to break it. If you're conspiring to overthrow the fucking government, that is treason and sedition. That you fucking hang for. And that's what it's coming around to here. That's why everything just seems so weird. You know, everything they're doing, like this shit over there in Syria. But you know, you guys know, I found out, you know, that strip of land that they're fighting over there. Oh, it's got a mass oil reserve underneath it. It's got water. It's got fucking some of the best fucking growing land in the fucking country of Syria. And so, I mean, what kind of deal have they made? Is the only thing, you know, how is this going to turn around I heard Trump talking, you know, because again, these 50 troops that he fucking moved, 50 fucking troops, 58, I think is what they came up with the number, that he fucking moved it because we got to work, I mean, to bring our troops home. That he moved to another location there. And then he was talking about, you know, these endless wars have to stop. Our American boys have to quit dying. And then somebody had asked him a question, you know, well, you're sending troops to fucking Saudi Arabia. He says, Saudi Arabia is rich. They're paying for the deployment. So now not only are you an arms dealer, corporate United States, but what we're being told and what the people... Too many people believe is a fucking United States Army, which can't exist, is actually a corporate fucking mercenary force that can be sent all over the world. The strongest corporate mercenary force, which is going to be sent to Saudi Arabia, and they're going to get a big bunch of money for the lives of the fucking children of the people that they have fucking defrauded out of their goddamn freedoms and liberties.
All mammon.
It's goddamn right. It's all about mammon. And it is international corporatism. That's what it fucking is. It's international corporate mafia, plain and simple, nothing else, nothing more. And at the very top...
I guarantee you, Henry, whatever is underneath that strip of land out there in the Middle East that they're fighting over right now, I guarantee you, if it's got any worth, they've already borrowed against it.
Yeah, they probably have, but, you know, it's just like the Gaza Strip. Oh, they're calling it a safety zone. Well, fucking why? I mean, so then you stretch your fucking borders out, fucking whatever it is, 150 miles or whatever in the hell it comes down to. Now you're still right at the edge of the country that you claim you need a safety zone against. Only thing is, then Trump can go over there and declare that, well, that's your sovereign territory. Go ahead and drill, and just make sure to send me my fucking cut. You make sure to pay for what I did for you.
Did you have a chance to watch that Netflix series Resurrection about the Crusades in Syria? And you know, this is in 1200. I emailed it to you.
Yeah, I seen it. We're going to watch it. We're going to get it and watch it.
Extremely, extremely, extremely long. But I mean, I'm on episode 62. But
we like them. We like them like that.
Yeah, it's something. I mean, these. Oh, it's something. I mean, it's based on history. I can see why the Muslims are so against mammon. I mean, it's just all about honor. And
yeah, the thing is, those who have failed to remember history are doomed to repeat it, and this is what it's been. It's what Guy Carr talked about in Pawns in the Game. They have done this over and over and over and over and over to the point to where supposedly the people on this fucking earth owe a handful of motherfuckers more than five times what the whole goddamn earth's worth. I think there was a fraud going on there somewhere, people. And it's been going on for a couple thousand fucking years at least. Anyways, we've made it to the top. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And remember, when you talk about that Bill of Rights, you emphasize. I think Mary was talking about, she was making her some cards, and she was going to put the ratification at the top of it. Show them the ratification. Say, it, now that makes it, this is law. You understand that this is law. We agree. This is the supreme law of this fucking land. And it cannot be removed by fucking nobody because of the ninth article. It says there can be no authority to remove it in the Constitution. And the Constitution is it's been subverted, but it was the ratified law of this land. How do you think the Constitution got to have authority? It was ratified. That's how any law gets fucking authority.
It was ratified by just elite people. Bill of Rights was ratified by the people who were elected by the Constitution. It's even more valid.
You goddamn right it is. And it was already law before it was ever attached to that fucking Constitution. It was the law of this land. It was the superior law of this land because it was the people's law. And there was no fucking argument about it. That the people were the fucking authority with the jurisdiction in this fucking country. We are the sovereigns on a par with the crown heads of Europe. We're not your fucking peons. You're our peons. And we allowed you to be our peons under these conditions. You never break our fucking laws.
Attached is the controlling document.
You goddamn right. And that is the word from the trenches.